Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, my phone is froze.
Oh, frozen.
So the podcast... the podcast is taking a little break as my phone has stopped working. I've lost the ability to scroll. It won't get me out of this one Wikipedia page, which means we have two choices. We either spend the rest of the podcast only talking about page? This. My phone just won't let me get out
I'll
of this.
I'll get on 1923.
No, no, Red. No. This is my episode. I decide what we talk about.
The Year Is with Red and Bobby.
Welcome to the Year Is podcast, the podcast where every episode we do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Every week.
It's the same. We're different. No. We're different years.
No, this episode. For those of you that don't know, every episode we travel back to a year in history. We talk about the weirdest, the most interesting, the strangest things from that year. That's what we do on this podcast.
That's what we do.
This is the high energy intro you could be accustomed to if you go back and listen.
Listen to any good podcasts recently?
That's a great start to a podcast. What a low confidence start. Hey, if you listen to anything else, we could...
Well, we're back because our main man, Jody, the wheels of steel.
Yeah, last week we weren't here. As you might have, as the thousands of you who listen would have noticed, Jody...
fucked us over.
He fucked us last week.
Big time, with illness.
With some... Well, listen... Jody might have Munchausen. There's also a chance.
There is a big likelihood.
That Jody is, or was someone in Jody's family has Munchausen by proxy.
And they said, Jody, you got...
And they've been slowly putting something in what Jody's having for a long time.
Yeah.
Jody, what happened? Tell me.
Well, I dragged myself here to come record our last episode on the Friday. You very graciously drove me back home, and the next morning I just woke up with the worst sore throat I've ever had in my life and thought I was dying, wanted to die. But then I got better.
Yeah, but Jody, to be fair, you want to die all of the time. So, I mean, you can't blame that on the illness. I want to die. That's a mental health issue.
We all want to die, Jody.
As opposed to a physical...
But we've got a podcast to do, so
as
we
a
don't.
Physical illness. So that was like a week and a half ago. And then you were just...
Yeah, then I got better. But then I felt worse when I was better.
Why?
It was horrible. It was like some long COVID thing. I was just exhausted.
Does this have anything to do with that big party you had in Brixton a few weeks
ago? Yeah, Red thinks a few weeks ago you did some bad coke in Brixton and it's all trickling down from that.
If it was, then I'd have an answer for it. But no, I didn't barely drink anything when I went out.
Fair enough.
Just up late.
Well, it's good to have you back.
It's lovely to
do
be
I need
back.
To get you some antibiotics or something?
I've had a good round of antibiotics, thank you.
But there is a chance that without a thyroid, Jody's immune system is so weak that one night of not going to bed on time made him horrifically ill for 2 weeks.
Well, this is why we need to set bedtimes for Jody so we don't miss any more weeks.
Yeah, if you're listening or watching, and what do you think Jody's bedtime should be?
I think 10.
No, 10 is... Like 10 is like a reasonable bedtime, but Jody seems more like a go to bed at 8, get up at 4 a.m. kind of guy.
When do you go to bed?
I try to go to bed at 11.
Yeah.
So I try and be asleep by my midnight.
Do you go on your phone in bed?
Yeah, yeah. I sit with a light flashing in my face for a good hour and a bit, and I wonder why I can't sleep.
Yeah, and go, oh, and you just read about like an earthquake for half an hour. And then there'll be an advert saying 10 signs you have incurable cancer. And you go, I've got 3 of them. And then you go, it's time for bed, having just zapped your eyes.
I've had a sore back the last week, and it's hell, because I knew a guy, this great comedian, actually. He's a Swedish guy named Eric Bamberg, and he died from spinal cancer, and it was horrible. And he was great. He'd always come here, and he'd go to Canada, and so I met him in both places, and he brought me over to Sweden, and we hung out for a week, and like he got nice. Me some gigs, and like he's a great guy. And he just had a sore back for a few years. Yeah. And then they were like, yeah, you have cancer. And it was so sad. And but now, whenever I get a sore back, that's what I just worry about that.
Well, all our listeners now worrying.
Well, how do you, but I mean, it's
so
not,
we've started by saying it's the same every week. Jody wants to kill himself. And we all might have incurable cancer.
But I want, you know what I mean? It's hard. Yeah. You can't get the thought out of your head.
No, it's horrible. It's like it could be a cough, or you could be dying.
Yeah,
you know. So, Jody, I'm glad to see you still alive. I took bets. I didn't think you were going to make it. Bobby ran a pool amongst our listeners. Overwhelmingly,
do you mean make it in terms of live?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We ran a betting pool on whether Jody would survive. I had you dead in 2 days, but I've lost money. But I'm glad you're here.
Oh, I'm pleased, yeah, because the Patreons were getting in on it as well.
Well, have they been commenting?
Yeah, because I posted on our Patreon for the early access.
I think
access.
They're called patrons.
Patrons, yeah.
Not Patreons. Are they called Patreons?
No, they're patrons because they patron. It's like with your Patreon pub, you know, you patronize, it's leaving money to.
Okay. Right?
Patronage is giving money.
So Patreon isn't the word. So
Patron's
get
the company.
Yeah.
So I'm a patron of Save the Turtles. That's a lie, but that's what it would be if I was. You know?
Wait, are you a patron of anything?
No. But anyway.
Okay, so the Redophiles were kind of debating it on Patreon.
Whether you're going to die.
Well, I posted a picture of a broken egg on Monday.
I like that, Joe. That's very good.
And I was like, okay, so I'm back a little bit. I've got some bit of creativity meeting.
Nice.
Richard says...
that's how Jody can tell if he's not dying, if he has funny thoughts.
Yeah.
That's good.
He said, Jody was sick, and Richard said, is sick code word for being arrested for heinous crimes against cats?
I like that very much. Thank you,
First
Richard.
Of all, Jody is... Well, listen, we've talked about Jody's crimes in this podcast. We've talked about the bleached car and the children's necklace found, but you know there was no sign of a body, and the car just stunk of bleach, and they couldn't get him on they couldn't get him on the car. It was just
what did you say? The car was covered on dirt on the outside, scrubbed with bleach on the inside.
Yeah, had a really weird cleaning. He hadn't got around to cleaning.
He
the
always
outside
cleans
the
inside, doesn't he? It's
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, yeah. So. You know, we've talked about like missing animals in the neighborhood and Jody kind of being near the animals when they went missing. But that doesn't mean Jody's done anything. I don't want people, you know, fans of this podcast thinking that Jody is a serial killer of children and animals.
No.
He's probably one of the two.
Yeah, yeah.
But both is unlikely.
But if it is both, I think you'd accidentally hit an animal whilst speeding away from a crime scene. You know, I don't think it'd be intentional.
With the pitter-patter of little feet in the trunk of the car.
But Jody's
trying
back
to kick their way out of
and
the
he's,
trunk.
He's still alive. He lives to see another day.
Unlike a lot of the people he's met. Oh, my.
Good to have you back, Jody.
Good that you're healthy.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Maybe, here's another opinion, he's had enough of us.
Yeah, that's possibly
here's
one of
another break. Theory. It's just like, I can't do this anymore.
I just love the idea of like in 2 years, let's say Jody gets offered like a corporate job, you know, and it's like a 10 interview process, and he gets through 9 of the interviews, and he's about to get a fucking $200K a year, right? We're both dead.
Yep.
We're dead. We've OD'd. Me on heroin, you on Krispy Kremes.
Yeah.
And Jody, we're gonna hire you. We use our AI search engine to just make sure, you know, you know, that we were hiring a good man, and our AI search engine found these videos where you admit to murdering children.
That's the problem with this, is you are, a lot of the times I just say stuff just to fill time, and then I hope to one day get a proper job of some sort. Well, you know, you just go in 10 years, because you just record yourself for an hour a fucking week. We've talked about this before, but I haven't said any racial slurs. I'm almost 100% sure of that.
Let's clap for Red. Wow, guys.
There's probably some things we said. You know, there's been countless sexual abuse jokes on this show. Murder of jokes. Murder of children, usually you.
No, not me. I'm reacting to Jody's crimes. That's not a joke.
Yeah, that's true.
The jokes are not about the victim. But in 20
years, we might get to a point where... murdering kids isn't funny anymore.
I know. You worry.
The woke mob will turn on us and say, that was never funny.
It's crazy how, the things you're allowed to and not allowed to joke about.
I know.
Not allowed, whatever. The people that raises people's ears, which, I mean, a lot of it I don't really mind. I'm like, yeah, fair enough. You don't want us to talk about that. I get it.
Of course. But then, yeah.
But then there is some loopholes. You can talk about killing a man forever.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Yeah,
it's weird with, I was thinking about this the other day, with like someone goes, oh, trigger warning, we talk about sexual assault, and you, but that's not how a trigger warning works, because you could be like...
But that is a trigger warning,
but that's not how a trigger works. You don't just go, oh, no, that. You could go, oh, so I was playing with my yellow teddy bear the other day, and someone listening could go, I used to clutch a yellow teddy bear when I was sexually assaulted, and...
This is the clip. No.
It's not the clip.
Red,
what I'm saying
Red
is
gets serious.
Stuff isn't that fucking basic.
I know.
Just going, by the way, guys, we talk about this, this, and this. And someone goes, oh, shit, thank God you told me, because that's my, you know, you can get triggered by
anything.
Yeah, that
isn't actually how PTSD works.
I remember putting on this, Rosie's got a really miserable friend. And you know, just everything you put on was a trigger. So I remember putting on like an Oasis song. She went, oh, this song. You know, and mentioned a boyfriend from the past who hadn't been very nice to her. And it's like, I can't do anything. God forbid I pull out a froob, and that gives you fucking flashbacks.
Wait, I don't know what a froob is.
It's a little yogurt that you suck on. Actually, they are quite triggering, to be honest.
He'd give me a froob if I was good.
Yeah, maybe just put them up my ass. But yeah, that's what I mean. It's not, we're not chill, it's not that basic. You know?
No.
You think you're doing a good deal. But also, when you do may talk about, you know, child sex. You've been triggered by the trigger warning. Happened already.
I'm obsessed with, I was watching Disney Plus with the kid. And,
Your kid, just say that.
The kid.
Yeah. Don't call it the kid. It's too vague. With a voice like yours, it's too vague just to say that.
As Jody calls them, the one that got away. And Disney Plus, you put on like an old Disney film at the beginning. It says like, we know this movie is racist.
Mm.
It was wrong then. It's wrong now. Racism's wrong. But you can watch the movie. But really, like, they're profiting off of me watching
the
movie. All of the old ones, they put it on because there's always, like racial
stereotypes.
Mm. Like, there's characters, you know, where it's like, that's a racial caricature, even though
I don't remember them being racist
at
all.
Well,
and I watched them last week. No,
yeah,
I'm kidding.
But they do that, but then it's like, they're still profiting off of it.
It's so funny
to be like, we know this is racist, but you can watch it.
It's still good. Just
we
plug
want
your
money.
Ears in this, this, and this.
Yeah, but you're still getting the fucking money. That's worse than not acknowledging it.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, guys, these clothes are cheap, and they were made with children's fingers. And we know that it's wrong, but if you want to buy them, you can.
Yeah, exactly. And the funny thing is, Disney makes loads of toys where there's probably... children in factories making them for 6p a day.
I don't know about that.
But the
for libel reasons, I'd like to say...
that maybe not.
That
but
might not be true.
For
I
the sake
think...
of middle-class sensibilities, they go, this word's bad, but crack on with the fucking, you know, Seven Dwarfs toys you bought your kid, you know?
I actually like the idea of it being like small people making small dwarf toys.
That is true, yeah.
There's like a synergy there.
Mm.
These toys were made by someone that's the same height
as
the dwarves.
Yeah.
Little dwarves
There's
working.
There's something quite romantic about a sweatshop if you look at it like that.
Yeah, little dwarves
little
all
kids
working together.
Teaming up together to make...
I don't
trainers.
Think it usually is kids because they're not like the best workers. I think it's people in nowadays, I think it, in sweatshops, like modern sweatshops, I don't think it's necessarily children. it's adults who are treated horrifically, like in some kind of indentured servitude kind of deal where they have to put fucking nets around the building so when they jump off, it's just like bungee jumping.
Oh, I thought that was a halftime trampoline, like Love Spray trampoline game.
That is. I wonder if once they put the nets in, people are like, should we all have a go then? Yeah, and they just jump off and bounce off the net.
Yeah, yeah.
But because like it's not like a 5-year-old is that focused as a worker, you know?
No, I think they start at 8. But also, I hate to say it, focused. Western 5-year-old, unfocused. 5-year-old in other places has to be focused.
Yeah.
I don't think they're allowed to not be focused. I don't think, God, these 5-year-olds, just how do we get, you know? There'll be a 10-year-old with a stick.
If I had to choose, I'd be the one with the stick.
Of course. Who wouldn't be? Jody, would you have the stick?
No, Jody wouldn't make it to the sweatshop. He'd go, hey, what's a thyroid goal? Jody.
Okay, well. Don't know what we've covered. I don't know if I got any of my points across how I wanted to.
Red, whenever you
sounded terrible.
Whenever Red goes into like I've got something to say mode.
Yeah.
You don't know what way it's gonna go.
No, but I don't know if I said the
you
how
did.
I wanted. Yeah, I think I have.
The problem also with you being serious is that right when you're finished being serious, you crumble in self doubt.
Yeah.
Did I say what I mean? And not even inwardly, you do it outwardly.
Look, I'm tired. I've been throwing content out.
You do like one reel a week on Instagram.
And not all of it's good.
Yeah, one
so
a week. It takes you 10 minutes.
In amongst all the good things I do, you might find some slurs, is all I'm saying. Anyway, should we start?
Yeah, I'm doing it off my phone today.
What happened to your laptop?
I just forgot to. I just had my phone, so I used my phone. I did my research on my phone. And Jody said, if someone calls, it might fuck up the recording. And I'm like, no one will call me. Mm.
No.
Because I'm confident people don't
I don't think
anymore.
I've ever been with you when someone's called your
That's
phone.
That's so depressing to say and rude.
I don't think anyone's been...
That's not true.
If you
true.
Looked on his phone, That's... I bet you on his missed call list, there's one from 2020.
That's not true. I just got a call, as I was saying that, though, from PJ.
From PJ.
PJ.
How's he got your number, PJ?
PJ gets numbers.
For all who don't know,
PJ is me
if it goes really wrong.
PJ is an open mic stalwart. He's a comic.
I like him.
In his 70s. A kind man. I've shaken his hand before. He's a very strong guy for mid-70s.
Yeah.
Early 70s, maybe. I'm not sure how old he is.
Loves comedy.
He looks like Red if Red makes it to 70.
Yeah.
And
carries on living the way I do.
Yeah.
But he told me he was a red coat comedian back in the day. And he said, because Butlins have their ones. And was it the red coats and the something else? Do you know? There's a difference between the entertainers.
But there's no way PJ's calling me about anything exciting.
No.
It's PJ's calling me about a free gig.
Yeah. What did he just call you then?
Yeah, he just called. That's what I just said.
By the way, I thought you had a missed call.
No.
Okay. That's funny.
So I was watching TV the other day. I was watching that show Yellowstone. You ever seen it?
Tried to watch it. Didn't like it.
What the fuck is going on?
I
want to get... You know, 10 times... Like, we all like, Succession is amazing. And we all love Succession. 10 times more people watch Yellowstone.
I'm going off Succession.
You're back on.
Kind of. I like Greg and Tom. I like the whole thing. I loved it for 2 seasons. Now there's a bit too much. And I know he's now. Spoiler alert.
No. No.
I'm about to say a spoiler.
Spoiler.
Logan Roy dies.
No.
On the plane. But there was just a lot. It just started circulating a lot of like, you spoke to dad. You spoke to dad, butt fuck. He's fucking your ass, butthead. And then they're just running around on phones. And I'm like, I'm getting bored of this. But the last episode was great.
So we're going back to Yellowstone.
Another popular program.
As a spinoff, 1923.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched it,
mm-hmm.
but it made me think, what was happening in 1923?
Yeah.
So then I did a deep dive. I mean, I dove deep.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to 1923.
Okay.
To the time machine.
Ooh.
We need to bring the energy up.
Oh, my God. Hitler's being arrested. Well, that's that dealt with, isn't it? Munich Beer Hall Putsch, he got arrested.
That was one of my stories. Don't borrow it for me.
Just be aware.
That's
that
like
I
half
know,
the episode.
I know loads of stuff, so just watch out.
That's...
Why? What are you going to do?
I don't know.
We'll just start with it then.
No, it's done now. We're not talking about it. We're not talking about it. It's not even important.
That should have led perfectly
Hitler being arrested. We're not even talking about it. No.
That should have led perfectly into your story.
Next time you're like...
Why don't you improv?
Next time...
Yes, and it, and go... Oh my God, he is being arrested, but did you know, and give them some
next
facts.
Next time you start an episode and you're like, oh, we're going to 2011, oh my God, what's that, is that a plane? I'll say, oh, you know, on 9-11 happened in 2001.
Yeah, and I go, That's interesting, Bobby, because I thought that was us who just caused the Twin Tower attack with the time machine. It wasn't. It was Osama bin Laden.
In 1923, large hailstones killed 23 people in the Soviet Union. Now, I want to really go into how terrifying that would be.
Yeah.
So that's not like...
how many people, sorry?
23 people died from hailstones.
They must have been clumps the size of footballs.
Giant clumps of ice. Mm. It was raining ice clumps.
That's not good.
In the Soviet Union. This is the 20s. That's like Stalin's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
So life is already bleak and bad. And then it started raining ice. 23 dead.
Yeah, what did Lenin die? He died in 23, I think.
Oh, fuck, that's another one gone. Fuck. Stop riffing.
I'm just riffing facts.
I was
going
to get into that in a really interesting way.
Okay, sorry.
No, I was going to pretend to be Lenin, and I was going to be embalmed for half the episode, and then you were going to be Stalin and like steal my power.
No, Lenin died.
I know, I was going to be embalmed. I was going to be a dead guy and not speak for half the episode.
Yeah. Do you think what would have happened with Lenin? He would have been a shit show as well. I don't know why everyone's like, oh no, he was just going to...
I mean, it's
create this
to
crayon
predict.
World where everyone just shared bread with each other and no one ever went hungry. But he would have been Stalin. I mean, Stalin was obviously the gangster arm of his whole operation. But if you're willing to have that guy underneath you, you're just getting someone else to do the cunty things you don't want to. So you were as much
well, not
of a
even
prick
don't
as
want
him.
To, more aren't necessarily know how to.
Yeah. But you know, still, Lenin killed fucking hundreds of thousands of people.
Well, that's my...
Anyway, so what?
I had a five-minute bit.
Okay, good,
about
go
Lenin killing hundreds of thousands of people. It was hilarious.
So there's flying...
I was going to act it out. I was going to pretend to be all the victims, and then I was going to be in front of a mass grave, and Lenin walks up and shoots them all in the head. Not that he actually shot them in the head, but just, like, to show, like, accountability.
Mm-hmm.
So 23 people were killed by hailstones.
That's not good. So Lenin's in charge, and there's hailstones flying around. Probably haven't eaten in ages. Also, everyone's just lived under Tsar Nicholas, I believe, was it? And his wife, Anastasia, who's the kid who went... Yeah, Anastasia was the kid that they might still be alive. Ooh.
Not now.
Not now. Not now. She won Big Brother 2 in Holland.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's not a great life, that, is it?
But maybe it's simpler.
Yeah.
Maybe it's simpler. You know, they don't have phones to worry about. And laptops, they just have to sit around thinking, am I going to eat today?
Yeah, that's what's when people are like, when my day, you know, tag a friend who remembers these, and it'll be like Blockbuster, and my generation, we went outside to play, and it's like, yeah, but you also, like, killed gay people, and no one ate properly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah. Like when you look at movies from the 80s and they're like, this guy's 17. They look 38.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The poor runners who have to do, literally try and escape his gropey hands on the way to the canteen at lunch.
It's a better time.
It
was a simpler time.
But now everyone stares at the phones and it is bad. But you hear about this and like the amount of people who died in Russia under Lenin and then Stalin is fucking, what was it, like 50 million? Mao was 70 million. Stalin was up there. Big numbers, big, big numbers. They were like Drake and Kanye of genocide.
Now you mentioned Mao, I was going to do a whole Mao bit.
And you weren't going to do anything
with
Mao.
I was, because he
had
really
1923?
Yellow teeth, and I was gonna make my teeth yellow and then do the accent. And I was worried about it, but I practiced it last night.
You practiced it, and you thought, what could go wrong here?
Yeah, if you're doing the accent as Mao, I think that's okay.
Yeah, is it okay to do... I'm wondering. Jody, do you want to give it a little spin and we'll see how it goes?
To do a historic... No, Jody will. That's the thing. Jody has no sense of, like, cultural rights and wrongs.
There was Mickey Rourke playing a Chinese guy.
What year was that?
That was Breakfast at Tiffany's. I don't know what year. Was that Mickey Rourke?
Yeah.
Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rourke.
I know, Mickey Rourke. That would have been like, that would have really bad. No, 2 years ago.
Yeah, Mickey Rourke now pretending to be.
No, Mickey Rooney played Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah, 61.
61, okay. But that's, if you haven't seen that, just, you don't have to watch the film. Just Google image Mickey Rooney Chinese.
Well, we always talk about, like, obviously, you know, up until recently, it would be white people pretending to be other people.
Yeah.
You know? I wonder if anywhere else is doing white people.
What, if they just started making, what, like Egyptian cinema?
If they're making, like, a Chinese movie and they need a white guy, do they ever...
Oh, just white up?
Yeah. I want to know.
Yeah.
Jody.
I'd be up for seeing
Google
that, to be honest.
Does anyone white
or
up?
Do they white?
I mean, obviously it's not offensive because there's not the same cultural history attached to it.
Do they...
But I want to know if it happened.
Well, like, do Egypt make films about Winston Churchill and have, like, an Egyptian star playing Winston
yeah.
Churchill? Chinese Trump.
I want to see Chinese Trump so badly.
Yeah, just a terrible accent and the blonde hair. I'd be up for that. That's what we should start doing, actually.
And Trump's quite fat. There was not that, you know, there's not as many Chinese fatties.
They always say with sumo, is that Japan? Japan sumo.
Yeah.
So why are Japanese prone to fatness and not Chinese?
I don't know if they're prone. They
I'm
just
not getting into eugenics here. Why is this happening?
Red. No, I don't think they're prone to it.
Not the clip. That's the clip that will get me.
They just take their fatties and make them fight.
Yeah. Fair enough.
It's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
But
they're superstars out there.
Yeah.
Being fat is...
But they die so young.
Really?
Sumo wrestlers. Yeah.
Of course they do. The heart is being sat on by 300 stone. The funny one, Ben Kingsley always gets called out for Gandhi, even though... What's his real name? Could you quickly Google that for me? Is that possible, Jody?
Well, Gandhi's real name.
Gandhi's
real name is John Smith.
Derek.
His real name was Derek.
Yeah.
No, that movie still spread a lot of awareness of the story of Gandhi.
But also, he's fucking Indian, basically, you know. So everyone does that as the gotcha moment.
But he's not that well liked in India, Gandhi, now.
He's not liked in Africa, that's for sure. And you heard what he said about...
Yeah. Not ideal. But he...
If he'd have said that on a podcast, he might not be gigging this weekend. Go on.
Oh, sorry, Ben. I didn't realize that. Krishna Pandit Banji.
Does that sound, sounds like it's from, yeah, no, it doesn't. It sounds Indian to me. So there you go.
Really, that's actually what I'm going to name my second child. So.
What, Gandhi or just Ben Kingsley?
No, Krishna.
That's quite a name change, isn't it? Ben from Krishna to Ben Kingsley.
Yeah, he just wanted Western. You know, you wanted to...
Of course. Well, Jewish actors had to do it, didn't they? Change the name to be more... Because everyone was very anti-Semitic.
So, what were you talking about?
We're talking about hailstones in the Soviet Union. And now we're talking about racial representation in movies. The podcast where... Someone brings up a historical fact and Bobby and Red try and ruin their careers dancing around hot-button topics that have seen many of their colleagues perish to in the last 8 years.
8 years? Try, like, past month or so. Then.
Past month, yeah, look.
June 18th.
Free all the boys.
No, the boys are fine.
We'll pour out some booze for them at the end.
I don't have a dog in that fight.
No.
In 1923... I kind of really like these ones. Mount Etna erupted in Italy.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what Mount Etna is?
Yeah. There's also a very delicious pizza called an Etna.
That seems, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's
a lot.
It's a fiery one.
Because
chorizo.
It made 60,000 people homeless.
Did they have pizza to make them? No, I don't know. 60,000 people.
Home. It doesn't mention deaths, though.
Yeah, I
so
have
I guess
a solution.
They got out
Don't
of
live near the volcano.
They got out of there quick.
Zero sympathy from me. Why are you at the foot of this thing?
But it goes off like every 1,000 years.
Yeah, that is true, actually. Okay. I mean, I would ask you when it last went off, but we don't have time to watch you scramble around on your phone.
When did it last go off?
Badly researched. See,
there's no questions to the questions. We've established that as a rule. You can't
I think
ask
that's
questions.
The flaw with the podcast is you can never ask any questions. But did anyone die? They all just saw the slow...
Yeah, they just lost their homes, but... Mm.
Yeah, they just lost their homes. Nothing
60,000. That's now a festival, isn't it?
Yeah.
Someone get a guitar out, you're at Glastonbury.
Yeah,
make the most of it. Send over Ed Sheeran.
I don't know if they had tents.
No, probably not. And this is Mussolini's in charge. I don't know if he was.
That'd be the
Hitler
worst,
was.
Though. You lose your house and then you have to set up a tent at night. That's like a double whammy.
I don't think that's what happens. I think they literally lie on the floor and hope people bring tents. I think
setting up a tent at night, though, I think that's what we should do to our worst criminals.
What, make them set up tents at night?
Yeah. Every day, you're like, oh, you want someone to sleep? You have to set up this tent in the pitch black.
Mm.
And then the next day, you give them a different tent. So they never get comfortable.
Well, that's what Ral Moat was doing for the last week of his life, setting up tents.
Oh, yeah, we were watching that Ral Moat thing.
We watched a Ral Moat ITV2. Have you seen that?
I didn't. I saw that was on, though.
Yeah. Worth having a little check.
I didn't know who he was. I got to say, Rel Mote, ugly name, ugly guy.
Oh, yeah.
Ugly actions.
Yes. One big disappointing thing.
He was a murderer.
They left out Paul Gascoigne showing up with the chicken and the fishing rod.
Well, they showed it briefly, but they didn't say that.
They didn't say, they just had someone running on the bridge going, row, row. It's like, don't, you've got to do this, because that was a massive part of the story. English football icon turns up to siege with guys who shot his girlfriend, killed her new partner.
And that, shot a cop.
There's a bit in it, which I hate to say I did agree with from Raoul's point of view. She goes...
from Raoul's point of view. Red.
No, she goes... she's like, stay away from me. I've got a new man and he's a karate instructor. And Raoul just smirks at her. And you're like, yeah, like that's... Karate is... I still not...
As an art form.
As an art form.
As a martial art. It's the least intimidating.
What is that? The stance with the two... What does that stop?
Other karate blows, obviously.
But the worst thing is that guy every day is going, so they come up like this, grab your wrist, you spin round, he's trained for years, and then Rel Mote just shoots you in the back of the head.
The thing about karate is, it's only good if you're fighting someone else who's fighting with karate.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to agree. You have to agree. Listen, I'll fight you, but karate only.
Yeah, yeah.
No
yeah.
MMA.
Mm-hmm.
No ground and pound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And definitely no shotguns.
Karate with a gun each would be interesting.
Yeah, it's not karate then, is it? Rel Mote, yeah, he was camping out in the woods. We were watching it. I don't know why it took a week to find him. You know, you think a few helicopters over the woods. And like a tracking device. He was ringing the press. Someone might have wanted to...
In 1923, the great Kanto earthquake devastates Tokyo and Yokohama, killing more than 100,000 people.
That's a lot of people.
See, I think people thought I might focus on all the human stories.
Well, there's so much cultural change then, and you've just gone on the...
Natural disasters.
Yeah.
That's what I was obsessed with. Because I was thinking about earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
100,000 people dead, that's a lot of people. But what I was thinking about was, when I was a kid, I used to always think earthquakes. If people died in an earthquake, what that meant was the earth opened up and they fell in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I thought you died in an earthquake.
Mm.
Turns out...
You didn't know what lava was as a child.
Right, but what about earthquakes?
Yeah, but with a volcano
no lava
exploding and stuff. What did you think about volcanoes? You thought that was lava.
No, but hear me out.
Mm.
So with an earthquake, I thought the ground opened up.
Oh, and you go...
And
yeah.
You'd fall in the hole.
Is that not what happens? You go, whoa, and then you fall
no,
in.
No, the buildings fall on you.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know that.
You just lied. You
of
thought
course,
it was...
No, I didn't think you went, whoa,
you
bye.
Thought up until now, you thought people just
no,
fell into the center of the earth.
I'll be completely honest with you. I was half listening. I thought you were still talking about volcanoes.
You're such an idiot.
Sorry, that's the problem.
We're talking about the Great Kanto Earthquake.
Well, this is the thing with this podcast is every time I research a year, every year, without fail, there's one giant natural disaster where hundreds of thousands or thousands of people have died. And I usually ignore it because I just think it's not worth talking about because it's too sad.
No, there's 142,000 deaths, but then 40,000 people went missing. So who knows what happened to them?
In the earth. They start
living
a new life.
They're living below us.
Maybe they are. Oh, have we just thought up another brilliant sitcom? Movie. The new people, they've gone underground where there is no race or gender and everyone gets along and just...
How would that be a good
makes
movie,
out
though?
With
There's
each
no
other
conflict.
All day.
There's no conflict.
It's a porn film.
Okay.
40,000 gangbang.
40.
With equality and genderless, raceless. Everyone eats. It's heaven.
No, but because the earthquake struck when people were cooking meals, so at dinner time, you know, many were killed as a result of large fires that broke out.
Fuck. Imagine what we'd be making a soup and then you just falls on your face. And we are lucky in England. I know the weather is...
Some fires developed into firestorms that swept across cities. Many people died when their feet became stuck on melting tarmac.
That's horrible.
The single greatest loss of life was caused by a fire whirl that engulfed the Rikugan Honjo Hifukusho, formerly known as the Army Clothing Depot. Couldn't we just call it that? In downtown Tokyo, where 38,000 people were incinerated after taking shelter there after the earthquake. Fuck.
Yeah, that's not good.
That is so many people. So they go into this fucking building, and then a fire catches the building and wipes out 40. That's 10 9/11s mm-hmm. in one fire. The earthquake broke water mains all over the city, and putting out fires took nearly 2 full days until late in the morning, September 3rd. A strong typhoon centered off the coast of the Noto Peninsula, and it brought high winds to Tokyo Bay at the same time as the earthquake. These winds caused fires to spread rapidly. The Emperor and Empress were staying at Nikko when the earthquake struck Tokyo and were never in any danger. That's sad for the people, but they loved their emperors.
Mm-hmm.
American Acting Consul General Max David Kurdjasov and his wife Alice died in the earthquake. The consulate itself lost the entirety of its records in the subsequent fires. Many homes were buried or swept away by landslides in the mountainous and hilly coastal areas. About 800 people died. A collapsing mountainside in the village of Nibuwawa. No, it's Nibuqua.
It's probably neither.
Pushed the entire village and passenger train carrying over 100 passengers along with the railway station into the sea. This was like the end of the world. Mm. That's literally like, if you're there, you're like, the world is ending. The earth is shaking. Mm-hmm. There's fires. Trains are falling into the sea.
Yeah, we live in a gray, small island, but we don't have giant fires or earthquakes or volcanoes, which is quite good, actually. How does that make you feel, Jody?
Koreans were massacred after the earthquake.
Why? Because it was,
I don't know.
It was their fault.
No, I don't know.
No.
I didn't get that far.
Okay, good. Might want to look into that.
The Home Ministry declared martial law and ordered all sections of police chiefs to maintain order and security a top priority. A false rumor spread that Koreans were taking advantage of the disaster, committing arson and robbery, and were possession of bombs. So pretty much the earthquake was blamed on Koreans, and then they took the brunt of it. Fuck. So yeah, that sounds like literally the bleakest natural disaster I've ever read about.
Mm. Well, yeah. Tsunami was bad. They're all bad. I'm not going to start judging them like it's a competition.
In the confusion after the quake, mass murder of Koreans by mobs occurred in urban Tokyo and Yokohama, fueled by rumors of rebellion and sabotage. The government reported that 231 Koreans were killed by mobs. Independent reports said the number of dead was far higher, ranging from 6,000 to 10,000.
Fucking hell.
That's it.
Mm. That's very sad.
My phone's froze.
Gross.
Okay, my phone is froze.
Oh, frozen.
So the podcast... the podcast is taking a little break as my phone has stopped working. I've lost the ability to scroll. It won't get me out of this one Wikipedia page, which means we have two choices. We either spend the rest of the podcast only talking about
page? This.
My phone just won't let me get out
I'll
of this.
I'll get on 1923.
No, Red. No. This is my episode. I decide what we talk about.
Okay, God.
However, I'm now on the Wikipedia page for Rostov, Russia. So I could go on other Wikipedia pages. I just can't go back to my research. So we're just going to have to do this episode off the Wikipedia page, which is, I feel really bad about. I hope my research doesn't suffer. I don't even know what I was going to talk about. It was all in my research.
Wait, can you not get any research at all?
No, I just have to go back to Wikipedia.
Why? Where's your research?
Look, it's on notes. It won't go to notes.
Well, just reset your phone. We'll have a quick break.
No. We're just going to talk about whatever I happen to see.
Oh, my God.
Canadian literary critic William Hugh Kenner was born in 1923.
He was one of my favorites, actually.
Really?
Mm.
What do you know about him?
I've never heard of him.
Okay. I'm ready again. Are we recording still? Red.
Mm-hmm. Let's do this.
I found my research.
He's found his research. The scroll.
That was actually, I realized that was all my research.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I have more. All right. In 1923, Walter Weaver was born. Do you know about Walter?
No.
Well, he was a German pilot, a Luftwaffe flying ace.
Luftwaffe.
How do you pronounce it?
Luftwaffe. Luftwaffe.
He was a Luftwaffe flying
like
ace.
A croissant with ice cream in it.
The thing is, I think obviously it feels like disrespectful sometimes to mispronounce the words, But like my inability to pronounce words, if I wanted to pronounce every word correctly about every story, that would be a full-time job.
Yeah, that's
true. That would be 8 hours a day, me learning how to say new words. So I can't do it. So Weaver, he served during 1943 on the Eastern Front, and he had 44 aerial victories in 250 combat missions.
Mm-hmm.
So he said.
Okay.
There's not really, it's really hard to prove it. So he'd just say, yeah, I downed a plane.
Yeah.
And he kept saying that. Then he had 44 aerial victories.
Well, I'm sure, no, because you are up there in the sky and you would go, he wasn't downing any planes. Like, there'll be other people around to see.
44, though.
That's a lot.
That's like the Tyson Fury of pilots.
Yeah, but there's got to be one.
Yeah. But then guess what happened to him?
Burnt alive in his plane cabin.
Yeah, he died in a plane.
Fucking horrible way to die.
All it took, you have one day when you're tired.
Or just not even tired, you get unlucky. Sneaky, someone, you're up in the sky,
behind.
Someone comes from behind. It's like, you know, you can be as good as you want, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
it's like being a good soldier, it's the same thing. You're not, surviving doesn't mean you were the best, you know? I think anyone can get you at any point. If someone just flies underneath you or above you, the worst thing is you get hit, you know your plane's fucked, but guess where you are? In the sky, not good, you know?
But they have parachutes sometimes, right?
By that point, you're burning, I think.
Not always. Sometimes they get out with parachutes, obviously.
Then you parachute into...
Enemy territory.
And then you got to go to the local pub and put on an accent and pretend you're the new guy and hope to fall in love with a woman who will hide you in her hay bale farm.
You'd need game. You'd need some real game. Listen, I don't speak the language.
Oh, hello. I just...
Wait, what accent is that supposed to
be? Don't know. I'm just... That's what I'd be freestyling. They'd be like, Red, you're in your own village, you prick.
It was a training mission.
Yeah, if I run into the pub and like try and give them info on the English, go, look, I'm an English pilot, but I will tell you everything about the opponent. And they go, yeah, good for you. Good work, mate. This is still England. You've gotten discombobulated, and now we know you'd rat us out.
Sad. Very sad. Yeah, I don't think I'd be a good pilot at all. I'm not present. I don't like being present.
You failed your theory test 7 times.
I was driving a car, though. That was not a plane. I might be better.
You could be a good... Yeah, I don't think pilot... They'd let you in. You would be in a hospital.
Doing what?
Locked in it.
A psychiatric
yes.
hospital. Why?
Just many, what? Many reasons. They were less... They were less forgiving then. There wasn't as many me and Jody's, you know?
Yeah, but so would you and so would Jody. All three of us would have been in a psychiatric hospital by now in the past. You can't be all you would be. So would you be.
I think I'd run a massive textiles company that I'd then sell for millions of pounds.
And then had crying breakdowns once in a while.
Jody would administer you with injections once.
Jody would be dead. He doesn't have a thyroid.
They used to do electric shock therapy as the
we would have both. We would have both. We would have both horrible. Got out. Be like, yeah, I'm feeling better since the electric shock. Fuck. You know they still do that though, and it kind of works now. They've perfected
So whoever did it was kind of right.
They were kind of onto something, and it did help some people. It just really fucked up other people.
And they gave MDMA to soldiers, didn't they? Coming back from World War One or something.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's amazing. They kind of figured it out and then forgot it because they were so afraid of drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, they went, they would give it to just help soldiers open up. I can't remember if it was MDMA, but it was like a strain of whatever. But they've started to do that again. They microdose because if you come back and say, how was the war? Yeah, good, thank you. And you're like, oh no, fuck
yeah,
me.
They do MDMA.
My head is going to be in the oven at 4 a.m. for no reason at some point. You know what I mean?
Mushrooms, MDMA, what? Anything else?
And then you go, actually, man, I fucking...
Yeah, they're just realizing people like drugs for a reason.
Well, they are, open up and let hold of, I felt like I had to go, but, you know, my dad didn't love me. Or, you know, they release these things.
You ever watch Boardwalk Empire?
Yeah, I saw the first season.
Look, it's not a perfect show, but there's this character played by Michael Pitt, who I really thought was going to blow up as an actor. He was really fucking good. And he...
Which character is he?
Jimmy. So he's the young blonde guy.
He's the one I didn't like.
You're wrong.
He was. He looked like he was in a bloody, like a sex worker for old men.
Yeah, that's his vibe. Hot guy.
Yeah, okay.
Sex worker for old men. Hot guy. But he has this weird flirtation with his mom.
Mm.
for like for seasons.
Oh, this is why you liked it.
No, that's not why
you
I
thought
liked
he was going to blow up. I thought you thought you were going to blow up.
No,
explode in your pants.
No, that's not why I like it.
Disgusting perv.
And there's you're always just like, wait, does he fuck his mom? What's going on there? And people always got to reference how weird it is. And then they go, they do this flashback to before World War One, because Boardwalk Empire is set right after World War One. And like his mom comes and visits him at college, and they're hanging out. It's really fun. And then he fucks his mom and then signs up for the war. And the last shot of the episode is him just going over the top. And that's what made him into the, like, the man he is, was fucking his own mom.
That's gross.
And then he gets shot in the face by his surrogate father, Steve Buscemi, and he dies. All because his mom fucked him.
Well, that wasn't PTSD from the war. That's obviously just...
Well, he also had PTSD from the war.
Yeah.
And probably PTSD. Mom D.
If you have, yeah.
From PTSD from D-ing his mom.
If you're not feeling good, I don't think war's the escape you think it is.
No, probably not.
Yeah, maybe you should go to India and do some Bikram yoga or something. But then you probably get fucked by your instructor out there. There's that documentary on Netflix at the moment, the Bikram one. And he's like, yeah, put your leg over your head. Oh, wait. Oh, God, what are you doing? Oh, you can't. Everyone's trying to fuck everyone, aren't they? That's the problem with life.
I don't think we've
got Waco on.
Think that might be a problem with our podcast. There's not enough sex.
What we? I think there's too much. I think there's
no, like
sex.
The having of.
I think the sex you like is always
the having
this.
Of. No, the having of sex.
I think there's too much sex on the pod. I think people.
No,
like,
I mean
oh
people having it. What if we just like?
Oh, what just had some people?
What if we interview a couple while they fuck? I think people might like that.
Well, they weren't the wrong people.
No, the right people,
and that'd be the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't even make, we'd make like 20 grand a year each off it.
Just interviewing, what would we call it, couple fuck?
No.
And we interview couples while they fuck about their relationships. And then you do like live commentary while they fuck. I think it's a good idea.
What about where we catch pedo hunters on their way to catch pedos?
Yeah, but then really you're just freeing pedos. That's freeing. That's the show called Freeing Pedophiles. The guy's like, the guy's about to blow. We need to arrest him. And you're like, we just think it's funny that we caught you.
Yeah. What are you doing here? Oh, fuck.
Did you know, in 1923, President William G. Harding died?
No, I didn't know that.
He was the president of the United States. He died in office.
Mm.
Sadly for him, after his died.
After his died.
After his died.
Mm-hmm.
After his death.
Yeah.
A number of scandals were exposed, including the Teapot Dome.
What's that?
And an extramarital affair with Nan Britton. I think I've said what I need to say.
What's the Teapot Dome?
Red, oh my God, if you don't know what the Teapot Dome is, like you went to school for history, you don't know what the Teapot Dome is.
Yeah, no, I don't. Never heard of it.
Let me explain.
And what was Nan Britton up to? An affair with Nan
Britton. I can't answer two questions at once. We'll start with the Teapot Dome. The Teapot Dome was a bribery scandal involving the administration of President William G. Harding. So the Secretary of the Interior, Albert Bacon Fall, cool name, had leased Navy petroleum reserves at Teapot Dome in Wyoming, as well as two locations in California, to private oil companies at low rates without competitive bidding. So pretty much the government gave their contracts, some contracts to their friends. And he died. And then
that's not a scandal.
That is a scandal in 1923.
That's half a day in Boris's Downing Street.
I know.
It's like, what? Oh, that.
So
that
he
was
died.
An hour ago.
He died, and then that came out, and everyone shit on him after he died. And then he also was fucking Nan Britton.
Good old sturdy Nan Britton.
She was an American secretary and mistress of William G. Harding. In 1927, she revealed that her daughter, Elizabeth, had been fathered by Harding while he was serving in the Senate 1 year before he was elected to the presidency. Her claim was open to question during her life, but confirmed by DNA testing in 2015. I hiccuped. Just because I hiccup doesn't mean the fact is any less true. Her Wikipedia is all about fucking Harding. That was what she was up to in her life. So her father spoke to Harding about his daughter's infatuation. Harding met with her, telling her that someday she would find the man of her dreams. Harding was already married and involved in a passionate affair with Carly Fulton Phillips, wife of James Phillips, co-owner of a local department store. This guy spread his seed.
Yeah, he did.
He was a
bill. And how did he die?
I'm not done. This okay, part. Sorry. After she graduated from high school in 1914, she moved to New York City to begin a career as a secretary. However, she claimed She also began an intimate relationship with Harding. Uh-oh. So then she wrote a book called The President's Daughter. She told her life as Harding's mistress throughout his presidency and named him as the father of her daughter. One famous passage told of their having sex in a coat closet in the executive office of the White House. Fuck yes, that is hot. According to Britain, Harding had promised to support their daughter, but after his sudden death in 1923, his wife Florence refused to honor the obligation. Fuck you, Florence. You weren't putting enough at home, and, you know, he got what he needed, I guess. Britain insisted that she wrote her book to earn money to support her daughter and champion the rights of illegitimate children. She brought a lawsuit, but she was unable to prove any concrete evidence and shaken by the vicious personal attacks made by Congressman Grant Mouser during the cross-examination, which cost her the case. Britain's portrayal of Harding and his colloquialisms paints a picture of a crude womanizer. He's a guy who liked to fuck, like many presidents before him. How did he die, you ask? Very sadly. He went to bed early in the evening of July 27th, 1923, a few hours after giving the speech at the University of Washington. Later that night, he called for his physician, Charles E. Sawyer, complaining of pain in the upper abdomen. Sawyer thought it was a recurrence of stomach upset, but Dr. Joel T. Boone suspected a heart problem. The press was told Harding had experienced acute gastrointestinal attack, and his scheduled weekend in Portland was canceled. Felt better the next day as the train rushed to San Francisco, where they arrived the morning of July 29th. He insisted on walking from the train to the car and was then rushed to Palace Hotel, where he suffered a relapse. Doctors found not only was his heart causing problems, also he had pneumonia and was confined to bed rest in his hotel room. They treated him with liquid caffeine and digitalis. Don't know what that is.
So he had a heart attack.
That can't be said for sure. He had heart problems.
Heart problems, but yeah, that's how he died.
Hoover released Harding's foreign press address advocating members, blah, 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 blah. He was pronounced dead a few minutes later at the age of 57.
Well, rest in peace, William Harding.
William, you died as you lived. Someone who likes to fuck. I like that. He died fucking. Well, he didn't die fucking, but he died having fucked.
Multiple affairs. He's sort of a Clinton figure.
Yeah, cool guy. JFK, Clinton. Any presidents who don't have affairs, I don't trust.
Mm.
I'd love to find out Obama was fucking somebody.
Yeah, that would be so funny.
That'd be great.
Michelle's whole thing would be fucked.
Just Barack's fucking... Just...
They need to go away a bit, the Obamas. Do you know what I mean? They're still just a bit about, you know, and you're like, oh, just go away. No. I think once you've carpet-bombed, like, weddings in the Middle East... Maybe
that's just the job, though.
Maybe you shouldn't.
That's
be doing podcasts.
The job. When you become president of America, you have to lead an empire and kill a bunch of innocent people. So yeah, maybe it's an immoral job. Fundamentally, that's how we're going to end. It's an immoral job.
Thanks everyone for listening. Thank you, Spencer, Matthew,
Christopher. Thank you to our super. Thanks to all our patrons. We've got a great episode coming up on Patreon. Jody is going to reveal the real crimes he's actually committed. And let me just tell you, they're worse than anything we've alleged. Thank you. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was another episode of The Year Is. Thank you very much for listening. Please like and subscribe. Leave us a review. It all helps. I'd like to thank our producer, Jody. And also I'd like to thank Josh Weller for our intro music and song. It's very catchy. It's very nice. I'm sure you'll enjoy it at the beginning. So big thanks to Josh Weller. He's on Instagram at Josh Weller. Follow him and keep spreading the word of The Year Is. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.